going to be privatised? The man who can answer that is Scott Emerson, the State Transport Minister. Mr Emerson, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. That's good news in terms of no serious injuries, and it could have been a lot worse for that plane crash.
Absolutely. But let's talk about that other form of transport that a whole lot of people in Brisbane use, the bus system. Will it be privatised?
Look, what we've said is that we want to go into contestability. That means that at the moment, most of the bus services in southeast Queensland are already private companies. In fact, 14 out of the 15 are private companies. Brisbane Transport, obviously, is run by Brisbane City Council. And as the Lord Mayor said yesterday during the council meeting, they're going to be competing against the private sector, but he's very much committed to making sure that Brisbane Transport is as efficient as possible to make sure it's competing and can compete successfully in any tender in the years ahead.
Well, the Lord Mayor, according to reports, says the privatisation of Brisbane's bus network is out of City Hall's hands and the state government will put the operation through a contestability process next year. So, first of all, is it your area?
Oh, yes. Look, what we've said is we'll have a contestability process in place. Hmm. But as Graeme Quirk says, that he wants to compete against the private sector, get Brisbane Transport as efficient as possible to make sure it is competing and it is using the dollars as efficiently as possible so it can compete. And he's obviously very confident that Brisbane Transport will be able to compete against private contractors.
And if it can't, that would mean, obviously, retrenchments at Brisbane Transport.
Well, there will always be need for jobs for people to drive buses and such things like that. The reality is that most of the services across southeast Queensland in terms of companies are already private companies. 14.
Yes, but the vast majority of the bus routes are run by Brisbane Transport.
Well, in terms of Brisbane, they are.
Yeah, sure.
But outside Brisbane, across SDQ, most of the companies, including on the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, at Logan and
yeah, sure, but, Bay, but Brisbane Transport operates 70% of the city's bus routes.
That's right.
So, and, so do you think this form of privatisation, this form of contestability, is it a good thing?
Well, look, it's all coming back to trying to make sure that we're keeping the cost pressures down. We don't want to go back to those 15% fare increases we were seeing. We've committed to capping fare increases over the next 3 years at 2.5%. That's below the inflation rate. We want to do that. So this is about making sure that providing...
That's taking into consideration the removal of the carbon tax, though, isn't it?
No, that's not. We announced that before, the carbon tax. And obviously, as the Premier announced the other day, we're still working through the savings we'll make from the carbon tax. And as he flagged, we want to put some of that money back into public transport and maybe into fares. But the announcement we made in the budget was capping it at 2.5%, and that was before any decision was passed by the federal government on the carbon tax.
Okay, just specifically in terms of this contestability, is it privatisation by another name?
No, this is about going and saying to people, look, we want to make sure we're delivering the services the most efficient way as possible. It can be, in the end, that Brisbane Transport is going to be delivering those services well into the future. And that's what Graeme Quirk said yesterday, that he wants to see Brisbane Transport being competitive with private sector and to be able to provide those services. And he should be congratulated on that, because that's what we want to see as well. We want to see services being provided the most efficient way as possible to make sure we keep the pressure down off fares. We don't want to go back to those 15% fare increases we were seeing previously. Mm.
Okay. Mr Emerson, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Patrick. Cheers. It's always a pleasure.
Scott Emerson. And now, Scott would normally be in the studio as well today for State Politics in the Raw, but he's got a commitment with the Premier, and that obviously takes precedence over little old me. Instead, Jackie Trad and David Crusafulli, the local government minister, will be in here doing battle for state politics.